Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. A little late to the microphone. I was in talking with Wayman. In fact, first, let me greet you officially. Thank you for joining us. We are here every Friday evening from 7 till 9 p.m. Pacific. Tonight is no exception. We are indeed live in studio. I was telling Wayman a story. So why don't I begin with a story? And by the way, if you're new to the program or if you've listened to everyone or somewhere in between, we always appreciate hearing from you. Phone lines are 1-800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. If you'd like to call, phone bank is wide open. You'll talk to Adam. He's the man you speak with before you get on the air with me. You can call on anything, everything. No one specific topic is of discussion, debate, or anything else. Let me tell you a little story. So I'm going to leave some names out for anonymity's purposes. But I found something out yesterday, and any one of you that is listening right now that you're interested in competitive athletics, this is kind of a sign of where we're at. So I found out yesterday in, we'll just stick to the specifics that I do know, in professional baseball, now in spring training, some players have reported. In fact, I think everybody's there now. Pitchers and catchers, I think, reported last weekend. Everybody on the team has to wear a monitor. It's a small little piece of technology. My understanding is it's got three colors on it. Green, yellow, and red. And I may be not completely accurate of the story, but it's pretty close. A friend of mine is in spring training right now, and he calls me and he says, "You're not going to believe this. This is what I found out." So they monitor the players with this little gadget, and they monitor anything from stress levels to a whole number of other things, right? You think about in this day and age we live where technology continues to increase, and yet I think there are some of us, we push back a little bit, like how specialized are we going to be? Now, in the area of athletics, the thought process is you monitor athletes, their energy levels, and when they begin to wane, you sit them down, you give them a little pat on the backside, give them a little liquid refreshment, and then, you know, get back in the game. Now, that sounds kind of innocuous, but here's the deal. I heard a story where one high-profile athlete who will go unnamed tells his coach he doesn't want to play spring training. He doesn't want to get hurt. Coach says in this day and age with all of the, you know, softies, male culture, we just had a KMG last week, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit, but the softness of men and the coddling of professional athletes, especially the high-paid ones, this guy just says he doesn't want to play, so they're not going to play him. Another guy gets a little red on his little gadget that he wears, and he can't play anymore. He's got to sit down for at least a day. Now, you may think, first of all, that story's not very interesting. But here's the point where I think it should be very interesting to everybody listening. When we talk about the imposition of technology and what's going on in terms of entities that want to anywhere from control, call the shots, monitor, there can be some pretty nefarious overtones to stories like this. Now, I know it's professional athletics, not a big deal. But when you think about something like, oh, the World Health Organization and some of the plans that are in place right now, monitoring, manipulating public perspectives. Again, technology is a thing. It's neither good nor bad. But I think there are some in positions of authority or power that would clearly attempt to misuse for the attainment of their own power, if you will, and control. Simply said, the answer is not technology. There's a crazy story that some of the higher-ups in the Biden administration health-wise say they don't even honor natural immunity. Get the shot, shut up, do what we tell you to do. But things like intangibles like natural immunity, or I know for a fact when you talk about athletics, sure, your energy levels wane, but anybody that's ever been super competitive or played at a high level, that doesn't necessarily mean you can't perform. There are some athletes that are wired when they get really taxed, when they get really tired. In the case of basketball, they hit a couple of threes and they're good to go for a while. These days, hands on, no sit down. We're going to monitor you. We're not going to put you back into your okay. Reminds me of a story. I'm not into storytelling tonight, but, you know, here's number two of the first break. Wonderful documentary, 10-part, called The Last Dance. It's the story about the Bulls and Michael Jordan. If you're a sports person, if you've not seen it, it's phenomenal. There is one story in the series where Michael Jordan, I think he breaks a bone in his foot early on in his career with the Bulls. And he goes through what he's supposed to go through. And then once he gets cleared to play, they decide, the brainchild decides, evidently there's a 10% chance, and I've got the story accurate on this, there's a 10% chance that if he plays, he can re-injure it and may not be able to play again. And so they ask him, and he says, let me get this straight. 10% chance I may get hurt again. 90% chance it's not an issue. He says, I want to play. So what they do is they put him on a 7-minute max per game to come back. 7 minutes. He can only play 7 minutes each game for, I think, a few weeks. Doug Collins was his coach. They told Doug Collins, if he plays 7 minutes and 1 second, you're fired. You're out of job. So if I remember the story correctly, it's about a week into this nonsense. Literally 7 minutes, 3, 4, and he sits down and he's frustrated. He's just chomping at the bit. So this one particular game is going down to the wire. I think there's 38 seconds left. It's a tie score. He's ready to go. Somebody taps Doug Collins on the shoulder and says, it's 7 minutes. And Michael Jordan looks and says, there's 38 seconds on the board. They sat him down. Now, whether they won or lost is not the point. So what does all of this mean? As I'm looking on the screen, the next industrial revolution, and it's all about AI on the monitor inside the Air Studio. We better start speaking up. Instead of being just, okay, well, technology is wonderful. It saves me time. We hear nothing but the good stuff. There's not even a balanced discussion about the detrimental aspects of technology, let alone AI. There's some stories in the news about AI and some of the concerns by some experts that some of the stuff could get really dark. But whether it's wearing a little monitor in spring training, whether it's the WHO, and we'll get to that story, planning on how to control the masses. Here's the question of questions as we go to break. And maybe you have a response. 800-222-KABC. The state of the world, if we had 10 people in the room and we asked them, what do you think about the state of the world? I would think 8, 9 out of 10 would say it seems like it's getting worse. There may be the optimist. Oh, it's getting better all the time. We're just, you know, blah, blah, blah. Seems like it's getting a little more intense. The question is, how are you navigating through all of this? Is this something you think about? Do you obsess on watching the news? I would hope and pray no one virtually should even watch the news. First of all, there's nothing new. Second of all, it's mostly propaganda. Third of all, it's all about instilling fear inside of you. So they can potentially, like, you know, as a puppet, pull your strings. But how are you doing? How are you navigating through all of this? Are you concerned about when you think about tomorrow or the future? And I'll share one last thought. We'll come back and take some calls. And I've got some incredible stories here tonight. The last week, for whatever reason, I've done an enormous amount of driving. We had our KMG event Saturday morning. Monday, I drove to Chino Hills. I've been on the road a lot. I can't tell you how many people, it seems like it's starting again, how many people I've seen in their car alone are wearing masks. Sitting in a car, masked up, windows rolled up, and I don't want to be flipping here, but really? I mean, and even people outside. I've done a lot of walking this week and running outside. I've seen a ton of people outside masked up. Outside? Really? So, I get it. There's a big fear vibe out there. We just survived 2 years of COVID. But I just want to ask you, maybe we'll get one call. Maybe we'll have a full board. Didn't plan on going here. But Wayman and I were talking about this little monitor with some of the MLB players. And I'm just kind of on a little bit of a rant tangent here. How are you faring through all of this? Are you concerned about the state of the country? There's a lot of news stories about the presidential elections coming up and who's going to run and what are the polls saying. And it's just, for me, a wild time to be alive. We are living, in my opinion, at a time where we are being assaulted by information. Left, right, up, down, in, out. Everywhere. We're being assaulted 24/7, nonstop with information, most of which is not going to make you a better person, most of which is not going to help you navigate through your life, most of which is not going to help you deepen your walk as a spiritual being. None of this stuff. It's just noise and distraction for the most part, and possibly mechanisms of manipulation. So how's that for a 14-minute opening monologue? Any thoughts at all? 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. Before we break, I also had a thought in the second hour. We're going to have a little fun. We're going to go to the deep end of the pool in this first hour, as a friend of mine expresses. Next hour, we're going to have some fun. A few weeks ago, we talked about favorite movies. Next hour, at least for one of the segments, there's a news story about hamburgers. Just was curious. We're going to ask you to call in and talk about your favorite place to get a burger. But that's the second hour. Right now, how are you faring through the cultural madness? 800-222-5222, 1-800-222-KABC. Phones are wide open. Love to hear from you. More of the Frank Sontag Show next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Hey, if you own a home and if you are 62 years of age or older, I'm sure you've heard the term reverse mortgage. And there is a little bit of a stigma out there, kind of a negative connotation. My friend Mark Gallagher from Park Place Funding says that could not be further from the truth. In fact, in many circumstances, reverse mortgage is an amazing answer to maybe some struggles you have right now. We've got out-of-control inflation. Maybe you want to eliminate your mortgage payment for good. Maybe you want to get a little cash back, get a check each month. Reverse mortgages are especially beneficial for those of you that are 62 years of age or older. And I would just like you to consider calling or texting my friend Mark Gallagher from Park Place Funding and just have a conversation. It's free, no hidden agenda. No hard sales pitch, but he's given me his personal cell phone for you. You can text or call him for a free private consultation, 949-244-4433. 949-244-4433. Mark Gallagher from Park Place Funding. If you just want to check out what he does, parkplacefunding.com is the website. World Health Organization seeks power to override U.S. pandemic response. Try this one on for size. A World Health Organization international negotiating body devoted to drafting an international pandemic convention gathered this past week in a session scheduled for the entire week. It's the fourth time they've met since December of 2021. They considered, there's no follow-up story yet, a draft convention text labeled zero draft, which would dramatically expand the World Health Organization's power to control national pandemic responses. Now, just spend time with that for a moment. We just lived through 2 years of lockdowns. Brownstone Institute senior scholar David Bell, a public health physician who formerly worked for the World Health Organization as a specialist in epidemic policy, is warning that they are attempting to grab more power. One effort, which has a committee meeting regarding the pandemic treaty, quote, probably going to be voted on in May. The other is an effort to amend international health regulations, last amended in 2005, as the World Health Organization and Assembly can vote on amendments every year at their May gathering. The Biden administration proposed amendments last year that would, get ready, quote, centralize authority, not just for pandemics, for any health emergency in the hands of the Director General. They would also expand the definition of emergency. By the way, we're under a state of emergency in our country. Do you know Biden declared that because of Ukraine? But I digress. Expand the definition of emergency to mean anything the Director General wants. Bell said even climate change or racism could be declared a public health emergency because, quote, there's a lot of emphasis on this one health approach, end quote. The WHO describes one health as an integrated, unifying approach to balance and optimize the health of people, animals, and the environment. There's a little more here. Bell said the WHO director general, quote, is essentially put there due to diplomatic maneuverings. He talked about their declaring abortion to be essential. Explicit sex ed to young children, essential. The WHO helped China cover up COVID-19. But the bigger warning, Bell says, is that the Biden administration's proposed amendments would give the Director General vast powers in a health emergency, including, quote, get ready, a large surveillance mechanism, closing borders, controlling travel, requiring medical examinations, and requiring medication or injections. End quote. Yeah, are you still with me? The draft treaty that is being considered not only allows the WHO to declare these pandemics, but then to essentially take over the controls from the member states in terms of what their response will be. Lockdowns, masks, vaccines. If either the treaty or amendments, quote, give the World Health Organization authority that overrides both the freedoms of individuals and the sovereignty of nations, why is the legacy media ignoring this? This happened this past week. I've not seen anything about what went down. Here's the last part. One expert said this, quote, this is precedent setting. You start here where people have this sense of vulnerability and they're looking for security. So they cede their rights. They give up freedoms in order to get this, quote, unquote, protection, but then it moves elsewhere. This will set a precedent for global governance, if indeed it happens. 800-222-KABC. Let us talk to David in Newport. David, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790-KABC. Hello, David.
Hello, Frank. Good evening. Sure. You there?
I am.
Just share, appreciating your points about the World Health Organization. It sounds frightening. And you hear about something like that, and then, you know, as you've pointed out, the mainstream media is not covering it, right? on one hand. On the other hand, data shows that your show is funded indirectly by fossil fuel interests. So, you know, you got to be upfront with the audience. And the only point I'm trying to make, I'm not trying to be difficult, but
I'm a little lost with your point. This show was funded by fossil fuel. What are you talking about?
Right. Your station, a lot of the top right.
I do not. Hold on. Just to be clear. Just to be clear. I do not work for KABC. I'm an independent contractor. My show is my show. I have full control.
Your retainment of your position on that network depends on you grinding the talking points.
Incorrect.
You're being handed.
Incorrect.
Frank, you got
incorrect. Sorry, I'm not a paid staff member of KABC. Nobody's handing me anything.
Will you say out loud right now that you're not fed stories and talking points? Say that right now.
I'm not fed talking points or stories. I pull all my own stuff. I have no producer. Wayman runs the board. Adam is here screening calls. This is my show. I have full authority and full control.
Okay, well, blunt question then. Where do you stand? Do you believe that greenhouse gas emissions are warming the planet?
No.
And threatening our... Okay, fair enough. That's where you stand. And that has nothing to do with the fact that your network is funded by fossil fuel interests.
Okay, again, my network has... It's not my network. I'm grateful to have 2 hours of airtime every Friday evening. I have sponsorship. I have no restrictions. Not once has anybody told me what to say, how to act, how to talk, how to walk. This is my program. I own it completely.
You're an independent contractor, correct?
I did say that. I mean, you might have missed it.
No, I respect that. But, you know,
why is there a but? Why do you have an agenda?
No,
why do you have an issue?
You own your show. You've answered both questions very head on, which I respect. I'm just trying to say to you that, you know, the audience that's listening to you is probably split 50-50.
Who cares?
You know, there's probably.
I don't care if it's 99-1, if I have one listener or a million listeners. Why is that even a point that you want to share on the air?
Well, because there's a great deal of us out here that are concerned that the greenhouse gases, the poisonous, all the stuff that comes from burning fossil fuels is threatening the future for our kids, Frank.
It's nonsense. Nonsense. I'll give you my private email address. Send me one specific study that remotely says what you say is even quite remotely possible. My email address is frank@kmgministries.com. Thank you for the call. Let me say this before we break. There is still public airwaves in the United States of America. Now, if you want to be concerned about propaganda, turn on the boob tube and watch some of the news stations. But to suggest somehow, and I don't know, maybe I overreacted. Maybe that was kind of a tongue-in-cheek satire thing. Maybe you weren't serious. Because to even consider what you say in some way, shape, or form as being legitimate is way out there. One last point. I am proud and grateful to be on this radio station. My career that started in 1985 for then ABC Radio was at a rock station, and I did fill in on KBC. If I'm not mistaken, KBC is the first talk station in L.A. This is this place, from morning till night, addresses social issues with an awareness and a conscience and a conservative position that more people need to hear, because most of the pablum, most of the nonsense out there is appalling. But again, to reiterate the point so there's no misunderstanding, no one tells me what to do on this program. I'm not hired staff at this place, although I would surely consider it. I listen to this radio station almost every day whenever I'm in the car. But to suggest somehow somebody's feeding me, I'm censored. And let me tell you, I need to break. I have been in that position at one time in my career. I left that station for those very reasons. 1-800-222-KABC. 1-800-222-5222 are the numbers if you'd like to call in. We've got a couple of lines open. We will continue with more of this, the Frank Sontag Show, next on the one and only Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Just got an email from someone named Jim who's never heard the program before, and he said, so tell me more about you. Is this a new program? And Jim, if you're listening, I've done radio for 36 years. This is one of many that I've done. I love when I get emails from a no name. It's like, you really think I'm going to read something that you want to be anonymous? I mean, please, I've got three of those from the same person. Anyway, Jim, I've done this 36 years. I am one that believes in free speech. I think people can think for themselves. I just try to provide information for people to consider, come to their own conclusions. Whether we agree or disagree, we can have honest, respectful dialogue, discussion, in some cases, debate. And there you go. That's kind of an overview, a synopsis of it. My email address again, frank@kmgministries.com. I'll talk about the event we held last Saturday in a few moments. Let's take some calls. Kim in La Habra wants to at least make mention of what just went down on the air. Kim, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC.
Hi there. That guy made me laugh. I'm sorry.
Maybe it was a joke. I took it seriously, but maybe it was just kind of tongue-in-cheek. I don't know.
But why are people so naive in allowing our environment to be ruined, like going down to the desert with all those windmills? I mean, that is visual blight. It needs oil to lube the bearings to make those windmills go, and it doesn't really supply enough energy for what we need here in California. All the whales that are dying in New Jersey, they want to bring that blight out there. America's got to wake up. We need efficient energy, and the country that can make the energy the most green is here in the United States, and buying all that stuff from all those countries that don't care about our environment is a huge mistake. These people cannot possibly be interested in maintaining our environment.
Kim, you sound like a woman that can think for yourself, so let me ask you this question. We are constantly bombarded with this. We live in severe drought conditions here in California. After what we've experienced this winter, what do you think we're going to hear from the powers that be in the springtime?
Oh, there's a shortage of water, of course.
Yep.
But I have a question, though, back to the electricity, because I was talking with some people about this, and they are putting up an enormous number of these warehouses all through the state. And that is commercially run warehouses, probably a lot with Amazon. And it's going to require a lot of electricity and air conditioning, I would imagine, for whatever they're putting in there. Mm-hmm. And is that going to compromise? And is that why we are getting shorted here in the state? I mean, how does that work? And could you find that out?
I will investigate it. I don't have an answer. I don't like to speculate or give hypotheses, but I have a suspicion I have the answer, and I'm going to reserve it for when I do some research. But I promise you, on next week's program, I'll have at least a bit of an answer to what you just shared.
Super. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks for
listening. You're welcome. God bless you. We have two lines open, 800-222-KABC. You know, radio is kind of interesting because every week there's new listeners all the time. And one of the hardest things to get used to is what we call a reset, where sometimes you say the same thing over and over again. And it is something that you work at over the years. And I know there's this bombardment with global warming, the end is near, the planet's heating up, our children are going to die. So Let me spend 3 minutes on that one. I bought that hook, line, and sinker in the 80s. I was an environmental activist. I bought the whole global warming, climate change. By the way, have you seen the snowpack right now? That and part of the ruse is they say everything is climate change, right? Everything is global warming. They just flip back and forth. All the rain, all the snow, all that's climate change. In 1989, this directive was released nationwide. News media jumped on it as if it was a breaking, urgent news story. And I bought it hook, line, and sinker. Like I said, a senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. This is 1989. They do this 10-year thing, right? Coastal flooding, crop failures would create an exodus of eco-refugees, threatening political chaos. Governments have a 10-year window of opportunity to solve the greenhouse effect before it goes beyond human control. Point of no return. As the warming melts polar ice caps, ocean levels will rise up to 3 feet, enough to cover the Maldives and other flat island nations. Does this sound vaguely familiar? This is from June 29th of 1989. They're saying the same things now. Coastal regions will be inundated. 1/6 of Bangladesh could be flooded, displacing 1/4 of its 90 million people. 1/5 of Egypt's arable land in the Nile Delta will be flooded, cutting off its food supply. Shifting climate patterns would bring back 1930s Dust Bowl conditions. Excess carbon dioxide is pouring into the atmosphere because of humanity's use of fossil fuels and burning of rainforests. The most conservative scientific estimate that the Earth's temperature will rise as much as 7 degrees in the next 30 years. I love this kicker at the end. The difference may seem slight, but the planet is only 9 degrees warmer now than during the 8,000-year ice age that ended 10,000 years ago. If the warming trend continues, quote, the question is, will we be able to reverse the process in time? We say that within the next 10 years, given the present loads that the atmosphere has to bear, we have an opportunity to start the stabilizing process, or else it will be too late. Yeah. Okay. The source, by the way, is a UN environmental official, Noel Brown, director of the New York office of the UN Environmental Program. And people, because they don't know any better, believe it. 800-222-KABC. 800-222-5222. There's a very interesting story. First look at how the EPA will spend $32 billion in environmental justice grants. What's the answer? It's probably pretty complex, but I'll give you a short little simple one. Somebody's getting their pockets padded. It's the bottom line. Somebody's making a lot of money. It's an agenda of greed. It's an agenda of power. Ask yourself one question. If there's any part of you that even maybe remotely entertains the idea of what we keep hearing about, now it's climate change. It was global warming for a while. Now they just, you know, the new expression is climate change. About how we have to now, gas stoves are going to be off limits. A few years ago was, you know, save your water, put a brick in your toilet, minimize your showers to just a couple of minutes. Electricity, brownouts. Ask yourself this question. Many of these people fly private jets all around the world. And they're telling you, they're telling me, Hey, peasant, I'm the ruling class. You do what I say. And you saw a little bit of a trial run during COVID, right? I say no thank you. Amazing time to be alive. We have 1, 2, 3 lines open. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. More of the Frank Sontag Show next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show. I want to honor one of my newest sponsors, Berglund and Johnson Law Group. My dear friend Dan Johnson, who is been bugging me a lot lately. He wants to play a round of golf with me, which I'm so grateful for, but I don't have the time right now. But Dan is a good man. Berglund and Johnson has been around for, I think, 4 decades. They personally work on your case. You know, you see TV ads, lawyers talking about good results. Many of those guys are actually actors or companies that place ads for a pool of lawyers and you have no idea who you're going to get. At Berglund and Johnson, you get them. They've been fighting for those who've suffered life-changing injuries. Tragically, some, the case of death. They took care of a good friend of mine's wife. My good friend was killed in a motorcycle crash. They are the real deal. And by the way, if you already have an attorney and you're in a situation right now, you can call Berglund and Johnson for a free evaluation, second opinion, cost you nothing. And if they can help you, you will never pay anything unless you win your case. So they are the personal injury attorneys. Their number, 800 for the number if hurt. 1-800, the number 4, in the words if hurt. Berglund and Johnson Law Group. 800-4 if hurt. We're going to see if Dan could come on sometime in the next couple of weeks. All right, we have two lines open. 800-222-KABC. Brent is in Los Angeles. Brent, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. And before you say one word, I want to tell you what an honor it was to meet you and to see you at our KMG event last Saturday morning.
That's exactly what I was going to say to you. It was just great meeting you and being at the KMG event. I mean, it was really amazing and intense. And it's, I think I'm going to call it Special Forces Theological Tough Love.
Oh, wow. We're going to steal that one. Do I have to give you attribution? I like that.
You can take it. It's yours.
Oh, I appreciate that. And thank you for calling. On the screen, you wanted to talk a little bit about technology?
Yeah. Well, there's so many things, you know, swirling together. But you and I, we grew up in a time, without ever really knowing about it, we were living in Camelot. And we are now just waking up to it. Through all human history, life has been brutish and hellish and deadly. And Americans growing up after the Second World War, we have been an odd exception. And I'm thinking, because I was thinking of people like Nimrod and Pharaoh and the Caesars and Genghis Khan and Muhammad and Hitler and Stalin and Mao. We expected that life should be good and decent and Christian and Judeo-Christian in America. And, you know, I don't think it's the technology we're facing, but the antiquity. The masks are so symbolic. They are sure. Marxist burkas. And that's why I think so many desire to keep their faces covered. Our natural pagan inner slave selves are emerging. When we have divorced ourselves from God, when we're godless, atheists, we are really turning back to what we initially were as humans, and God did not want us to be. And that's why he gave us a Bible, to humanize ourselves.
When you talk about masks, I just think not only of the dehumanization part of it, mm-hmm. but when you can't see someone's face.
Yes.
I mean, it's no mystery, and you accurately, historically pointed to, I mean, you didn't say the word, but I think of even slavery. It's all about dehumanizing. And when you take away us being created in the image of God and put a mask on somebody, it's a form of absolute, well, it's about as Marxist and as dark as it comes. And I as I said it as I began the program, I'm seeing more and more people putting that mask back on, the lemmings and the masses that refuse to think for themselves. They're stepping right in line with the propaganda and the push to attain control again by the by those that are in positions of power.
Yeah. And, you know, once we get rid of God, we're throwing away our freedom.
Yeah,
we no longer desire it.
Yeah.
And we throw away freedom. We're throwing away our individuality. Because an individual is a free man. You can't have that in dictatorships. You know, everyone I mentioned, you know, human history has been a history of slavery. And we're the exception, and we're being thought of as the great slave masters.
Brent, you know how much I appreciate you. Thank you for calling and enriching this program. And again, was it risky at all for you to come last Saturday? I hear a lot from guys, well, I've never been there, and I'm going to feel uncomfortable if I'm by myself. And to my knowledge, you were there by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Was that tough at all to go, I'm going to go, maybe be a bit uncomfortable, unfamiliar, or tell me more about that experience for you?
Well, I guess I'm always willing to put myself into an uncomfortable position,
but it
wasn't uncomfortable. I mean, it was a very beautiful group of people. It was really nice that so many men were trying to improve themselves collectively like that. And you know, some of the devices and ideas you were using might not have been mine, but it was altogether just really uplifting.
Well, I appreciate that. Very much. And I know driving home, I thought about you and I'm like, we're not even of the same faith. But there you are, understanding this is a call to men of all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, Brent.
God bless you.
Thank you. We'll talk again. 800-222-KABC. By the way, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, I have a men's ministry. We did an event last Saturday morning here in Los Angeles, open to the public. If you missed it, it is up on YouTube. And I hope and pray it stays up on YouTube. You know, YouTube tends to, well, let's just say it's up right now. Just type in Kingdom Men's Gathering and you'll see it. All 6 hours and 20 minutes are right there. We live stream the event. And you can watch it in your own time and in your own convenience. And it was amazing. And the conclusion, I will just say one story. There was no one highlight, but one story that stands out. We did a Q&A, which seems to be the big hit. I've got more responses from people that really enjoyed the Q&A. So the last question of the Q&A, a combat veteran stood up and said, how, and he asked the SEAL Team 6 speaker, who's also been involved in combat and warfare, he asked, how do you handle anger from combat and yet pursue God? And Eddie Penny, my SEAL Team 6 speaker, lost it. It really penetrated him deep. This is obviously a tough struggle. We know about the plight of vets, even with suicide, et cetera. So Eddie gave a pretty profound answer. And then we at KMG, we came alongside this vet. We laid hands on him, prayed for him. If you know anything about Christianity, when I use this expression, he got saved at the event. And we're walking with him now, and he's doing great. I got a handful of emails of people saying, when's the next one? We have nothing in LA in the immediate future. We do have a retreat. Our retreat is in 3 weeks. We go up to the mountains locally here, Angeles Crest, a Friday evening, all day Saturday, Sunday morning. It's great. By the way, it's open to you as well. Just go to franksontag.com. I think we've got like 25 spots still open. So there's a lot of room. It's a great location, getting up in the mountains, breathing fresh air, good food. Seriously, really good food, great company. It's a life-changing weekend. And we hope and pray that maybe you'll consider it. Just go to franksontag.com. All right, hour number two is upon us. We're going to talk a little bit about some fun and burgers. I've got some news stories. I've got some callers on hold. 800-222-KABC are the numbers. You don't want to go anywhere. If you miss any portion of this program, the entire podcast is up at franksontag.com. Talk Radio 790 KABC.